We just talked about confidence intervals for predicted values. Before we wrap up this presentation, let's briefly talk about the interpretation of confidence intervals in general. This interpretation holds for any confidence intervals, not just for predicted values. Suppose an estimated effect of a predictor with sample size 200 is 5, and the 95% confidence interval is 3 and 7. What does this 95% confidence interval tell us? One may want to say that the probability of the true population parameter being within this interval, 3-7, is 95%, but this interpretation is not correct. The chance that the population parameter is within this interval is either 0, not within the interval, or 1, within the interval.